The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Tuesday, July 11, 2023. Cuba rejected the entry of a nuclear-powered submarine into the U.S. naval base located in the eastern Guantanamo Bay. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs, MINREC, statement explained that the submarine spent July 5 to 8 there, which constitutes provocation from the United States, whose political or strategic purposes are unknown. The presence there of a nuclear submarine at this time forces to a question, what is the military purpose of this event in this peaceful region of the world, what target it is directed against, and what strategic purpose is it pursuing, it underlined. The text recalled that the 33 members of the community of Latin American and Caribbean states are signatories of the region's declaration as a zone of peace, signed in Havana in January 2014. Likewise, U.S. military commanders have made public reference in recent times to the intention of using their military power to secure their ambitions over the natural resources of Latin America and the Caribbean. MINREC warned about the danger posed by the presence and circulation of nuclear submarines of the U.S. Armed Forces in the nearby Caribbean region, while reiterating its rejection to the U.S. military presence in Cuba and its demand for the return of the illegally occupied territory in the province of Guantanamo. Groups of solidarity with Cuba and Costa Rica on Tuesday rejected once more the destabilizing actions organized by the United States against the Caribbean nation in 2021, warning that the imperialist attacks will not stop. 2 years after those actions, members of the Costa Rican Movement of Solidarity with the Cuban people called on all progressive organizations globally to be on guard as new conspiracies and attacks on Cuba's diplomatic headquarters in the region and the world get ready. They stressed that they would never abandon the anti-imperialist struggle nor leave the Cuban people as Cuba has never abandoned the peoples of the continent, the Solidarity organization stated in a press release. After reaffirming that they will remain faithful to the principles of solidarity and fraternity with Cuba, the statement calls to be alert and in touch in the face of a real threat. The Minister of Industry of Cuba, Eloy Alvarez, praised in Beijing the political will of China to seek alternatives for global development that prioritize the most vulnerable nations. In exclusive statements to Prensa Latina, Alvarez stressed that the Asian giant promotes the progress of all countries, but insists on the need to take into account the problems of those in the developing world and those of the South. Alvarez represents Cuba at the first meeting of the High-Level Forum of Global Action for Shared Development organized by China. As he commented, the island presented two projects to the Global Development Initiative promoted by Beijing, which are linked to proposals in the area of health with Africa as the main destination. During the event, the minister ratified the island's support for the Global Development Initiative as an inclusive and coherent proposal that provides effective solutions to the specific difficulties of developing countries. The Granma newspaper, the official organ of the Communist Party of Cuba, published an article on Monday in which it denounced the U.S. government's direct responsibility for the riots of July 11 and 12, 2021. It emphasized that the causes of the protests were the tightening of the blockade amid the COVID-19 pandemic, and that individuals and groups based on the United States were openly inciting and financing violations of the law, including actions of violence, looting, assault, and aggression. In addition, the publication recalled that during the previous weeks, a campaign of disinformation and slander was launched from the U.S. on social networks. The tax is mainly based on the book Cuba, A Failed Soft Coup by Doctor of Science Manuel Evia Fraschieri, who defined the violent street riots in the summer of 2021 as a typical subversive operation secretly directed by the CIA and the U.S. intelligence community. The Himbara International Film Festival will be back from August 1st to 5th. For those who are expecting this cinematographic event held in that city in the Cuban province of Holguín. According to announcements at a press conference, the Lucia de Honor Award will be presented at the closing ceremony to Cuban actor, producer, and filmmaker Jorge Peru Gorria, who was in charge of the event from 2016 to 2022. Gender issues will have a particular presence this year that transcends filmography, as they will be addressed in the theoretical event and where exhibitions, theatrical plays, and other activities will take place. According to the organizers, open-air screenings will be back in the so-called Villa Blanca de Cuba, a sign of the historic link between the community and the Seventh Art. And in the international agenda, we have that the People's Summit, Brussels 2023, will defend equal relations between the European Union and Latin America without positions reminiscent of colonialism, Bolivian platform MAS IPSB stated in Belgium. Speaking to Prensa Latina, Maria Ruiz, representative of the Movement for Socialism, Political Instrument for the Sovereignty of the Peoples, considered the forum scheduled for July 17 to 18 as a space for resistance and struggle for the rights of the Latin American and Caribbean people. We will raise our voices to make our peoples visible, demand respect for the legitimate governments, and denounce and condemn the impositions and unilateral coercive measures, Ruiz said regarding the meeting, which will take place in parallel with the summit between the European Union and the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC. According to the Bolivian activist, the centers of power have promoted policies, treaties, and relations with the region committed to colonizing positions that have not benefited Latin America and the Caribbean. Meanwhile, Ecuadorian President Guillermo Lasso signed on Monday a decree pardoning 130 locked-up women in vulnerable situations. During a ceremony in Guayaquil City, the president said, "The pardon is aimed at those suffering from catastrophic terminal or rare diseases and others who live with their children in prisons." President Lasso assured the beneficiaries will have access to government loans with low interest rates to facilitate their social reintegration through ventures. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.